Here's a bit of information we stole from reporter Elizabeth Buemiller of the New York Times. When they were at Yale, both President Bush and Senator Kerry took a class with the debate coach there, Roland Osterweiss. With us by phone is another student of the late Professor Osterweiss. That's David Boren. He's now the president of the University of Oklahoma. He's a former Democratic senator from that state. Mr. Boren, welcome to our program.
Well, thanks very much.
Tell me, since both these guys were coached by Professor Osterweiss, I guess it's not really an advantage for either one of them, but what kind of a debate advice would he be giving them?
He was a marvelous man, warm-hearted. He not only was the debate coach at Yale, he taught this very fascinating course in the history of American oratory. And Roland Osterweiss's course really talked about how speeches could change the course of history. And he focused on great speeches in history, people like Winston Churchill, and how his speeches literally had an impact as much as any weapon system or any battle. You learned so much from that course about the power of speech and how it really can change things. And I'm sure the lessons that Osterweiss taught are very much in the minds of both of these presidential candidates right now.
You say that he was a warm kind of a person, but both these debaters are known for winning and being tough-minded debaters. Did they learn that from him?
I think they did learn it from him in many ways. There were really two parts of what Professor Osterweiss taught us and what made a speech great. The first was the substance. And he said, you really, when you speak, you want to be a teacher. So he said, you can't have a really good speech unless the principles you're talking about are important. And the second part was the communications part. There, what I learned from him, and I'm sure both of them did as well, is that you really need to, as you're speaking, try to find yourself sitting out in the audience. And especially, he said, when the audience leaves, you not only want them to learn something from you, you want them to leave feeling that these ideas they've gained are their own, that they'll take ownership of these ideas, and they'll remember these ideas, if you've persuaded them, long after they've forgotten who it was that gave the speech. It'll be very interesting, I think, in some ways, going into the debate. I think the teacher side of it, you see that a lot in John Kerry. You see the if we want to call it, put yourself in the seat of the person sitting in the audience. I sort of observe that as I watch President Bush working some of these town meetings. And it's the one thing I think Professor Osterweiss would never have told us is if he were alive to watch this debate, I don't think he would have ever told anyone in public how he judged the winner of the debate. He would have been so proud of both of his students.
He couldn't have picked a winner.
He would have picked a winner in his own mind, but he would have never communicated that to anyone else.
David Boren, president of the University of Oklahoma and former student of Professor Roland Osterweiss, the debate coach at Yale University, who also taught President Bush and Senator Kerry. David Boren, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.